Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ramen Gimel, Shabbos 33, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara, tells us one of the classic stories of the entire Talmud, which is the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in a cave. And the Gemara tells a story within the context of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Elai, who was called the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom, the first one to speak in every place. Why was he called the first to speak in every place? The Gemara tells us the following story. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Elai was sitting with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, V'yasev Yehuda Ben Gerim, and there was a person, Yehuda Ben Gerim, who was sitting Gabayo with them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Ba'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Elai started to speak, and he said, Kama noyim asen shel umozo. Look how beautiful are these works of the Romans. Tiknu shevachim, look at their beautiful moles. Tiknu gesharim, their beautiful bridges. Tiknu merchatzos, their beautiful bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi heard him praising the Romans, and shasak, he was quiet. He said, I'm not getting involved. Nana Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Ba'amar, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai spoke up, he said, no way. Everything the Romans did, they did for themselves. Tiknu shivakim, they have markets. Vahushi ben zonos, to set up their harlots. Merchatzos, they have bathhouses. La'ade mahanatzman, to beautify themselves. Gesharim, they have bridges. Litol mahan mechas, just to charge a toll. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper divrayim. Yehuda ben Gerim went and he told there what they did. He told how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was insulting the Romans. V'nishmu l'malchus. The Romans heard it. Amr Yehuda she'ilai, said Yehuda who praised. Yis'awa, let him be the first one to speak in every place. Yosi she'shasach yigal etzipori. Yosi, who was quiet, let him be exalted etzipori. Shimon she'gina yehareg. Shimon Bar Yochai should be killed. So what does Shimon Bar Yochai do? Azohu brei. He and his son went to hide in the base medrash. Every day his wife was bringing to them bread and a jug of water, and that's what they were eating. When the decree became more intense, Amroi Labrei said to his son, Nashim Dan Tekalim Alehin, said, women are, they're not easy, they're too easy to reveal the truth. Dilma Mitzarua Megalion, maybe they're going to torture her and she'll reveal the secrets. Azu Tishu B'marata, they went to hide in a cave. Yisrael HaShnisa Ibaru Haruva V'Ena Demaya, a miracle happened, God made a carob tree and a spring of water to support them. Baba Mashalchi Minayu, every day they would throw off their clothing. Baba Yasve Yatzavarayu B'chawa, and they would sit up until their necks in the dirt from the cave. Kuyomagarasi, the whole day they would learn. Piyidin Saluye, when it came time to pray, Huav Shumikasu Matsu, then they put on their garments and they davened. Vahadar Mashalchiminayu, and then they removed their garments, Kehidalawibu, so that they wouldn't get ruined. Hisivu Tracer Shanam Bimarasa, 12 years they sat in the cave, and after 12 years, Asel Yahovakama Pitra de Marata, Elijah stood and came and stood by the entrance to the cave, and he said, Malu de la Bar Yochai de Mis Kezer Batel Gezerta. He says, who's going to tell Bar Yochai that the decree is over? The Caesar is dead. Nafku, so Shimon Bar Yochai left with his son, Chazu Inche de Kakarbi Vizari. He saw people were plowing and farming the land. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, look at these people. Manichin Chayahom Voskim Chayashah. Look at these people. They're leaving this world and they're leaving the world to come, and they're engaging this transitory this world. What do they get out of it? Wherever they put their eyes, Mian Nitzraf, immediately their eyes burnt everything. A heavenly voice went out and said, have you come out of your cave to destroy my world? Go back to your cave. Hadar Azal, they went back to their cave. Isivu Tracer Yarchishata, they stayed there another 12 months. Amri, they said to themselves, Mishpat Rasham B'Gehenem Shneim Asar Chodesh. A wicked person in Gehenem is only there for 12 months. So at that point, they said, Yatz Tabaskol V'Amru Tzumi Marashem. A heavenly voice came out and said, go out again. Nafku, this time they went out. Kol Hechid Havim Mochei Rabbi Eliezer Havim Masi Rabbi Shimon. Whatever place that Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon would ruin with his eyes, Rabbi Shimon would heal. Amrlo Bini, Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Dailo Olam Ani Vata, you and I are sufficient to keep the world alive. Meaning to say, we don't need everybody else to be engaging in Torah. You and I are sufficient. Bahada panya de mali shabasa. One time in Arab Shabbos, chaza hu saba dave naka tre madani asa. They saw a person, an elderly person, who was running. And when this person was running, he had myrtles in his hand. Varayit bein hashmashos, and he was running between, you know, it was the time between sunset and nightfall. Amrulei hani lamaloch. They said to the man, why do you have these things? Amrulei hu lechvot Shabbos. The elderly man said, I have them for honor of the Shabbos. Tisagiloch b'chad. He said, why do you need two? One is sufficient. The elderly man said, chad keneged zachor, chad keneged shamor. I need one for the Ten Commandments where it says remember the Shabbos, one for it says guard the Shabbos. Amrulei levrei. He says to his son, Chazi kama chavivim mitzvos ha-Yisrael. Look how much the Jewish people love the mitzvos. Yosef datayu. And then his son was comforted. We see from here that even though Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar had buried themselves in the cave and they thought that they had been able to achieve the full essence of the Torah, they weren't able to. They had a complete misunderstanding. And in fact, this man, this is the origin of the idea of lighting two Shabbos candles. Because we know we have to light one candle. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But what's the source of two candles? It's from this man doing it, where it says, Zachar v'Shamor. And so we see from here that the person who was in the world, not the person who was in the cave, but the person who lived in the world, he was running. He was a Pshutei Ha'am. He was running on Friday afternoon. He was the one who was able to teach Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son about the honor of Shabbos, about Zachar v'Shamor, not just guarding, but also remembering. It's a fundamental lesson of this powerful story.